If you have your Bible, turn with me to Acts chapter 2 this morning. Acts chapter 2, we're going to be talking about how to get the most out of church. And this is a horribly titled sermon. I'll go ahead and admit that. It's exactly what I want to talk about, how to get the most out of church. But I want to go ahead and share with you part of the reason why this sermon is necessary is because our attitude, usually when we come to church, is, how can I get the most out of church? And that is a horrible, horrible attitude. We're going to look this morning about the purpose of church and why we come to church and the benefits of church and what a blessing church is. But this morning, maybe we can already start to think about, instead of asking the question, how do I get the most out of church? We can ask the question, how can I give the most to church? Because it's when we give that we begin to receive the most from our church family. Recently, I listened to a podcast, and there's a blog as well that goes along with it by Tom Rainer, entitled Why Church Members Attend Less Frequently. And he gave five kind of statistical-backed reasons on why not just lost people, but church members aren't coming to church as often as they once were. And so it was kind of an interesting background to this message, how we can get the most out of church. And I just wanted to share with you a few of them. Some of them fall on the responsibility of First Baptist Church, and some of them fall under the responsibility of you as a member or an attender of First Baptist Church. Here are the five reasons that Tom Rainer gives. The first is that we minimize the importance of the local church. There's this attitude that there's this universal church out there. We're all part of the body of Christ, and so we're all part of church, whether we're sitting in a sanctuary or not. And the hardest thing about that one is it's true that there is a universal church that every Christian is a part of. However, it's false in that it minimizes the emphasis that Scripture puts on a local body, not a universal, but a specific church. And so if you have this attitude of, I can worship anywhere, I can worship from my bedroom, and I can turn on the live stream and skip church altogether, we're missing the point. The second reason why church members are attending less frequently, and this one here, if you want to get convicted, is the one that you'll write down and circle and put a question mark by, and that is, we worship the idols of activities. In other words, it is more important that we go to a baseball game than it is that we go to church. We're too busy and involved in too many things. And so it's a higher priority that we say go shopping all weekend, or get up early to go hunting during hunting season, or attend whatever activity we desire to attend, than make a priority here to attend our local church. Thirdly, he says we take a lot of vacations from church. That is, we just need a break. And he specifically talks about when we're away on vacation. Now, this is not a guilt trip that if you're not at First Baptist Church and you're on vacation, you need to find a church. You have to go on Sunday morning. If you're driving on a Sunday morning, you are on vacation, I don't think God is looking down going, how dare you drive on the Sabbath day? You know, it's not that. But it's this idea, this mentality of, I'm so glad I don't have to go this morning. It's almost a relief that we don't have to attend, and we feel like we just need a break from coming to church on Sunday morning. Fourth, it says we don't have high expectations of our members. Well, when I read that, I think that's great. You know what? Let's raise the expectations of the members of First Baptist Church. So from now on, in order to be a member, you have to give at a certain threshold, and you're going to have to attend X number of weeks, and I don't think that's what he means. Instead, raising the expectations is church membership is a privilege. It's something that we're blessed to do, and so we do expect our members to be faithfully following the Word of God. And that's why we have started a new members class here at our church, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. Our members class is to share with you the expectations of the church and the expectations of you as we join together in membership. And finally, he says, we make infrequent attendees leaders in our churches. And that's on us. Too often times we don't hold church members to a standard, and you can serve simply because you came twice this past year. And so with that in mind, we're going to ask the question, if we're attending less frequently, what do we need to do so that we're attending more frequently? And I phrased it this way, how can I get the most out of my church? Maybe you can ask this question, why should I go to church? Are there any advantages or any reasons? What is the purpose of going to church? And what are we supposed to do once we get there? Acts chapter 2 is the beginning of the church in the New Testament. It's usually the place that people turn to for the model church because it was the church as it was being birthed. Before Acts chapter 2, there was the Jewish synagogue where all the Jewish individuals came to worship, the temple where Jewish people primarily congregated to worship, but there was no church for every nation, every tribe, every tongue, every person. There was no place for Christians to come together because Christianity had just been birthed after Christ. And so Acts chapter 2 is the beginning of church. And if you read Acts chapter 2, you're going to see it goes from just a small handful of disciples preaching faithfully to a large group, to thousands of people accepting Christ, joining together with a church family and formulating this very first church. Now, I will go ahead and warn you that if you read these verses we're about to read and think this is exactly what First Baptist Church should look like, not only are you missing the point, but you're going to be very disappointed. This is not a model for exactly what the church should look like. Instead, it's giving us principles of what the church should be doing and what we should be doing at the church. We find variety in our churches, not only in the New Testament, but certainly here in the year 2017. I don't know how many churches are in Crawford County, but there are a lot. There are a lot of churches. As a matter of fact, there are at least 3 Baptist churches here in Robinson, and maybe more. I'm probably forgetting some. There are Methodist churches, a couple of those. There's Church of Christ. There's Church of Latter-day Saints, which may not even be a church. It is not even a church. We won't even get into that. There's all sorts of different churches that we have here in Robinson. And they're all different. I believe God takes glory when His true church has variety of worship styles, variety of people, a variety of races. And so the question is not, how can our church look exactly like a cookie-cutter church, but what principles should our church have? What is it that our church at First Baptist should be based on? And how then are we to come together and grow in this church family? Let's read Acts chapter 2 together, starting in verse 42 and going through verse 47. It says, they, this is the new believers, all the Christians in Jerusalem, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and signs were being performed through the apostles. Now all the believers were together and held all things in common. They sold their possessions and property and distributed the proceeds to all as any had need. Every day they devoted themselves to meeting together in the temple and broke bread from house to house. They ate their food with joyful and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. Every day the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Here we have a picture of a model church. Not that we should be a cookie cutter of Acts chapter 2, but there are at least 6 principles that we can see in the church. And if you have your bulletin, you can take notes. There are just 6 words we're going to share that show us the principles of what the church looks like and what you need to do to be a part of a faithful church. The first one may be completely obvious. The first one may be something that you think shouldn't even be mentioned. It should be a no-brainer. And however, it's one that we neglect probably more than any of the others. If you're going to get the most out of church, the most obvious thing you must do is attend. You must be present. Coming to church is the first step at getting the most out of church. And it is surprising to me how many people miss this first obvious point. Now, some of you are staring up at me like you're preaching to the choir, preacher. We're sitting here and we're listening to you, right? We see you, we're here, we're present. We have attended. Well, congratulations, you attended today. I'm thankful for that. But you know, there are many of us who make church a priority when it's convenient, who attend church when we happen to be up in time, when it's easy or we've had plenty of sleep or we've had plenty of rest, and it's not a high priority. Instead, it is an afterthought. I just want to state the obvious. We cannot grow with our church family if we are not a part of our church family. And that's why in Acts 2:42, it says they devoted themselves to what? The apostles' teaching. They gathered together to listen to the apostles teach the word of God. And it wasn't just that they were coming to hear someone speak. They were coming to hear what the apostles, those ministers of God, were teaching to them. And it was important that they were gathered together. Attendance. Attendance is essential. You cannot grow in your faith and in your church family without being present here. Now, I shared with you earlier during our welcome a new technology that we've used this year that I'm very excited about, that we're reaching people in, and that is our live stream. And there are some, even this morning, that are watching us online via live stream. I'm thankful for that ministry. There are several who I mentioned earlier who are working and cannot be here, and so they can participate. There are others who physically are ill and cannot make it, and so they are participating. We have our live stream in two nursing homes, those who cannot get out on their own and yet now have the option to join with us and worship. There are some who are part of no church family whatsoever and are catching us online as they're scrolling through their Facebook feed or navigating the internet, and here they stumble across us and are able to participate in worship. All of those are blessings. But if I hear and when I hear and in the time that I hear that our regular church folks have the attitude and the opinion that attendance is not important, that we can just watch it online and sit on our couch and listen to the apostles teaching that way, listen to the family of God worship together from the comfort of our own home without any desire to be in attendance, we'll stop the live stream. That's just not really the purpose of it. The purpose of it is outreach and service. But if you're watching online this morning, can I share with you, if you want to get the most out of church, you need to physically be here. There's something so much different from listening to a sermon online than there is sitting and opening your Bible with other believers in Christ and going through it together. It's completely different atmosphere worshiping at home where you're listening to the songs, maybe even singing along, than when you're in the presence of a body of believers. In the gathered presence of corporate worship, singing together with those who are united in Christ. And if you're going to get the most out of church, you have to make it a priority to be here. Now, that doesn't mean you're not allowed to miss. We used to send thank you or miss you cards out when someone would miss a week or a couple of weeks. But we kind of got away from that because most of the time someone would say, I got your guilt card this week in the mail, or you know, you guilted me into it. It didn't have its affected purpose. It wasn't bringing people to church. As a matter of fact, several people got annoyed, and there were a few that contacted the church office and said, please tell Pastor Trey not to send those to me. Now, Melissa would tell me when she was getting them together, now this person, they don't like to receive the cards, and so we'll skip. And that's okay. I'm not trying to guilt you into being here every single week. But I am trying to share with you that if you want to grow in your church family, you need to make it a priority. Which means you need to be here every single week that you are able. You work, you can't be here. We can't do anything about that. You have vacation scheduled, you're traveling, you're out of town. That's wonderful. No problems there. God's not judging you for that. You overslept. Well, there's a problem. You forgot to set your alarm. There's an issue. You were out too late on Saturday night. Well, that's something that can be adjusted. Other activities take the place of church attendance. That's something that can be adjusted. We must make a priority to not only watch our services, but attend, be a part of a church family. Secondly, how do we get the most out of our church family? We find that we need to join. And this is, yes, join in church membership, and also join in participation, which we'll talk about here in just a moment. Being a part of a church family, a membership family, has not just its perks and advantages, it has its root in Scripture itself. That's why, again, in verse 42, we see they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, and they devoted themselves to the fellowship. Notice this is a devotion to fellowship, not an afterthought. It wasn't as if they said, we happen to be together, we're going to love on each other. No, there was a devotion and a commitment to be around other believers in Christ. I'm not going to go into the details of church membership and its advantages and disadvantages. Instead, I would encourage you to watch our members class, participate in that, and hear what our church is purposed to do, and then hear what your expectations are as a member of our church. Find out why it's important that we devote ourselves to this fellowship and pray about being a part of our church family as a member of First Baptist Church. This morning, I want to share with you, there are some people who don't know whether they're members or not. Now, I've had that a few times. I used to be a member, or I think I joined. I can't remember if I was a member. And there's an easy way to find out. All you have to do is ask me. We can look in the record books and find out whether you're a member or not. Does anything change when you officially become a member of First Baptist Church? Listen, I'm still your pastor, whether you're a faithful attender or whether you're a member. If you get sick and are in the hospital, I'm going to be there to minister to you. If you've got questions, you can ask me the same as a member or a not member. But there is something to being a part of the church family that is biblical and creates this commitment that isn't there otherwise. It's kind of like I compare it to this. The guy who tells the girl, I love you and I want to spend the rest of my life with you, but I'm not going to marry you. We want to have all the perks of being married, and we want to be together for the rest of our lives, but I just don't believe in the institution of marriage, and so we're just not going to ever go through. I tell you, I've seen that movie. I've seen that play out, and they don't stay together. The commitment doesn't last. There's something about making a commitment. Is this a biblical command to join a church? Well, admittedly, nowhere in Scripture does it say, thou shalt put your name on a church roll. But we do see over and over again here in Acts chapter 2, it begins that the Lord added to their number. There was a counting, and here are the people that are joining. We see examples in Scripture where there are those who are in the church and out of the church. There's church discipline for those who are in the church. There's a responsibility for those who are in and those who are out. And it's not as if it's an exclusive club. Instead, it's a commitment. It's a, I'm committing to you and the church is committing to me. How do you get the most out of church? Be a member and join so that you are not only saying you're committed, but you are making a commitment. And thirdly, we're called to participate. Be a part of the church family. Not just showing up on Sunday mornings and singing songs and listening to a sermon, but get involved and start doing activities with the church, building relationships with each other. We see that the church was devoted to the breaking of bread. Now, there's two interpretations to what breaking of bread means. There are some people who believe it's taking the Lord's Supper together. They were dedicated to breaking bread in the Lord's Supper. And that may very well be true. The other interpretation is that it was just a meal. They were devoted to participating in things together, eating together. I believe this church in Acts chapter 2 must have been a Baptist church because they broke bread and ate, right? This is what we're devoted to, getting together as a group of united believers in Christ for the purpose of fellowship and building relationships. So we are called then to participate in the local church. Can you go to every activity that First Baptist has? Well, no, for a couple of reasons. One, we have time constraints. We're not always able to make it to every activity. And certainly, I don't expect that everyone attends everything. Other reasons, there are some things that are not geared for you. Men, you are not invited to come to mom to mom. Sorry, you're not, okay? Some things just aren't for you. There are some men-only events that we do to build relationships with men. If you are a senior adult and you want to just attend children's church and learn from the children's sermon, you're not invited to participate in junior church. So there are some things that are specific to you. However, we do need to make it a priority to be involved, to serve, to be a part of what the church is doing, to participate and break bread with one another. Fourthly, if you want to get the most out of church, we need to start praying for our church. We need to have regular time of prayer for our church family, for our church mission, for our church leaders. We see that that was something that was extremely important to the early church. They devoted themselves to apostles' teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, and to prayer. You know, it may be that our attendance is the one we neglect the most, but prayer is right up there with it. We say we will pray. We tell each other we'll be praying, but we don't spend time praying for each other and with each other. If we want to get the most out of church, we need to be on our knees and say, God, I want to know you, and I want to know my brothers and sisters in Christ. We need to spend some time praying for the needs of one another. Spend some time praying for the mission of our church. Spend some time praying for the kingdom of God to be furthered through us and the people who we are around. I wonder how many of us spend time each and every day simply praying for First Baptist Church and the mission God has given it. I wonder when the last time you've prayed for First Baptist Church. Lord, how can I serve your church? What can I do in your church? How can we further the kingdom? God, you have the answers. What are we to do? When's the last time you prayed specifically for the local church? If you want to get the most out of church, spend some time asking, God, how can I be a part of it? And what can I do? We see, fifth, that we are to give to the local church. Now, this is not a tithing message, not a you need to give money in order to get a blessing from the church. God is not a vending machine. You don't insert a dollar bill and receive a blessing. But there is a principle in Scripture that where our money goes, where we invest in, where our treasure is, there our heart will be also. What we give to, we typically invest in. It's not just where our finances go, but where our interests go. All of a sudden, it's worth it for us to attend in our own subconscious because we have given to it. We see the early church was giving. It says all the believers were together and held all things in common. They sold their possessions and property, and listen to this, they gave the proceeds to all as any had need. The purpose of you giving to First Baptist Church is not so that we can have a big budget, but so we can have a big ministry. We are able to do ministry simply because the people in the church gather together and support. Now, in the early church, if we were going to take a cookie cutter, I would be doing a sermon on how to build a commune. Because in Acts chapter 2, everyone sold everything they had. They all kind of lived together, and they were almost like first century hippies. You know, let's all just throw it all in the pot, and if you need it, get it. If you don't need it, let someone else have it. That is not what I'm advocating First Baptist Church become. But the principle is this. The early church gave, and as they gave, ministry was able to be done. As they gave, those who had need had their needs met. As they gave, the church became more and more invested and was willing to sacrifice for their church family. And so if you want to get the most out of church, you need to be asking yourself, Lord, what am I to give to my church? What are you calling me biblically to give? And maybe do some research or come and talk to me afterwards about the biblical principle of tithing, giving 10% of what God has blessed us with. If we're going to get the most out of church, we must give to our church. And finally, and maybe the most effective way we can get the most out of church is simply by serving. We are to serve our church. We see in verse 47, they were praising God. And listen to this, they were enjoying the favor of all the people. Now, how do you gain favor with others? You gain favor with others by being friendly, sure. and by serving and by giving. Of course they enjoyed the favor of all the people because they were giving to everyone as they had need. There was no question of should I help or should I not help. It was a I'm going to help and I'm going to serve, I'm going to give. And in doing so, the community around them began to find favor with the church. This was a church that loved people, and so they served people, and therefore, listen to verse 47, every day the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Well, I'm thankful for the growth that First Baptist has had over the last few years, but I still think we're lacking, because we're not to the point in Acts 2 where every day the Lord is adding to our number those who are being saved. What can we do? How can we serve? How can we get involved in people's lives so that we can gain favor with them and they will hear the gospel message in a godly and great way so that they will come and be a part of the family of God themselves? How are we called to serve? When I was interviewing to come here, someone asked me, what are you going to do to bring young families into First Baptist Church? Or what are you going to do for young families? And I don't know what the answer they were looking for is, and to this day I've not asked them, and I won't. I don't know if they were looking for this program we were going to start, or we're going to really do all this stuff for children, which I hope we do, or we're going to really cater to the needs of. And my answer then was the same as it is today. If we want to see young families or middle-aged families or old families come and be a part of First Baptist Church, we need young families and middle-aged families and old families to be invested and serve. The only way people stay in church is when they're committed to serving at the church. Even in the last few years since I've been here, this October will be 3 years, we've seen people come and we've seen people go. We've seen those who have grown in their faith and seem to be doing well and then kind of fall by the wayside. But you know what? Those who have gotten involved and plugged in and are serving, those who are giving back to the church, they've stayed. They're still here. You're still here. Why? Because you've invested. Because you've given. Because you've made it a priority to not only attend, not only to join, not only to participate, not only to pray for our church, not only to give. You've committed to serve the body of Christ. So if you want to get the most out of church, find a place where you're gifted and start serving. Maybe it's in teaching and you want to help teach in our children's department. You love kids. That's great. I can put you in contact with the right people. Maybe it's behind the scenes and you want to learn the soundboard or the computer or the live stream. I can put you in touch with the right people to do that. Maybe you can serve simply by helping with hospitality and those who are needing help with funeral meal preparation or just meals in general for special meals we have here at the church. And you want to get involved and help serving in hospitality. I can put you in touch with those people as well. Maybe you don't know where you're gifted and what you're supposed to be doing. You don't know where you're supposed to serve. I can help you and ask just a few simple questions. I've actually got a form we can fill out that kind of gives us a general idea of where you might be gifted and find a place for you to serve at First Baptist Church. I promise you, it doesn't matter how many of you volunteer, we're still missing a few. We always need more. And God is calling us to serve His church. So the question, how do I get the most out of church? The answer and the application to that is we give more to the church. We sacrifice for the church and we invest in the church. It's when we're supporting and giving to and serving our church that we begin to reap the benefits that God has put in His local church. It's when instead of asking, what can I get? We ask, what can I give? Or how can I give? And that's when God transforms church from being something we have to do to something we want to do. It goes from being an obligation to being something we look forward to each and every week. I promise you this, if you will do these six things, you will have to fight to keep yourself from coming to church. You'll want to be here so bad. You'll miss it when you're gone. How do we get the most out of church? We give the most to it. This is a principle that not only applies to the church, but it's a principle we found applies to our very own salvation. It's really a theme all throughout Scripture that it's better to give than to receive. And when it comes to our own faith in Christ, we think we need to do all of these things, and we need to work so hard. We need to get out there and earn things for ourselves. And scripturally speaking, it says it's not about what we can do. It's about what we can give up and what we can sacrifice. See, salvation is found when we finally throw our hands up and say, it's not about me, God, it's about you. Take my life and change it. Make me a part of your universal church family. And so this morning, maybe you're to the point where you need to say, Lord, I need to give more to you. I need to give up my very life to serve you. And I need to run to you for the salvation that's found through Jesus Christ. This morning, as we come to our prayer of invitation, I would invite you to ask, how am I involved at First Baptist Church? And what are you calling me to do, God, in order to be a part of this family? Let's pray together. Father, I thank you for your church. I thank you for First Baptist Church. I thank you for this local body of people that are gathered here this morning for the purpose of worshiping you, bringing you glory and honor, and furthering your name. Lord, I pray that as we come week in and week out, that we would make it a priority to invest in our church. Lord, forgive us, just echoing the prayer of Jim earlier, forgive us where we come here and just take for granted the amazing opportunity we have to know you and to serve you. Lord, we confess that this morning, that we've made church about us and about what we can get out of it. Lord, help us to see what we can give to church, how we can be involved as a body of believers. Lord, change our hearts and make it a priority for us to be a part of your local church family. It's in your name we pray. Amen.